Every time I talk to someone who visits Las Vegas or I see one of those Powerball commercials on TV, I wonder what it is about gambling that attracts so many people. The chance of winning seems so remote compared to the probability of losing, and the process of gambling doesn't seem enjoyable enough to be worth the costs. Every now and then, my husband and I get a family game of poker going with our kids and my in-laws. We're only playing for chips, and I have a lot of fun. If we were playing for small amounts of money, say a penny a chip, that wouldn't be nearly as fun for me, probably because my income is so small that risking even a few dollars seems like a lot. I'm simply not a risk-taker or a gambler, at least not when it comes to money. But when it comes to birds, I'm actually a big-time gambler. Anytime I hear on the internet chat or the telephone hotline about an interesting bird that I want for one of my lists, I try to chase it down. Over the years, I've driven all the way across Minnesota to East Grand Forks to see a brambling, down to La Crosse, Wisconsin to see a green violet ear, to Gordon, Wisconsin to see a painted bunting, over to Bemidji to see a rock wren, to Shakopee to see a tufted duck, to Faribault to see a swallow-tailed kite, to Minneapolis to see a calliope hummingbird, and up to Grand Marais on various occasions to see rarities from Anna's hummingbird to fork-tailed flycatcher. Usually, when I make long trips out of state, I'm going for the full birding experience without planning specifically on any one or two birds. But I once made a trip to Colorado for no other reason than to see a sage grouse and a lesser prairie chicken, neither of which was guaranteed. In chasing these rarities, I've spent a lot of money on gas, fast food, and sometimes even lodging, and an enormous quantity of time. I've had better odds of seeing my target bird than I would have of winning the lottery, but since birds can take off whenever they darn well feel like it, and because rare birds are already off course and likely to move on fairly soon, every time I've made a trip to see a rare bird, I've been gambling. Many times it's paid off, but there have been several long trips to see a bird that wasn't there. One time I dragged my little Katie and Tommy all the way to Grand Marais to see a king eider that had disappeared just 5 or 10 minutes before we arrived, never to be seen again. And the time we made a special overnight stop on a trip east so we could search for Kirtland's warblers, all my kids saw was a tiny shape flitting across a path, and my husband Russ never even saw that. Why do birders like me fritter away so much time and money chasing down these birds? Maybe it's our own personal gambling addiction. In birding, I've chosen the kind of gambling that is enjoyable for me, win or lose. Whether I see the particular species I was looking for, I'm outside visiting new places, meeting interesting people, and enjoying at least some interesting birds. Come to think of it, maybe chasing down birds isn't such a gamble after all. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.